With air travel rebounding as millions of Americans are vaccinated against COVID-19, Albany International Airport is rebranding. Albany County Airport Authority CEO Phil Calderon says the Going Places theme coincides with the creation of the new airport master plan, the first one in 28 years, which aims to establish a working document to be used as a blueprint to guide the airport authority through expansion plans.
We are looking forward to new growth and new development here at the airport, and we thought it would be appropriate to update a logo that's, the old airport logo is probably also over 25 years old, and we wanted to create a new, fresh image for the airport that would mirror what we're doing with our master plan and our attempt to make Albany Airport known as a catalyst for economic development and growth in the area.
Calderon says this is where the smart airport concept comes in.
We have folks going throughout the airport all throughout the day, cleaning and sanitizing surfaces. We've also installed in the airport new technologies like UV light technologies. We've used biometrics and blockchain technologies, smart airport technologies, all focused on keeping passengers safe and in a clean and sanitized airport environment. We're coming out of the dark days of the pandemic. Folks are getting vaccinated. Air travel has picked up dramatically. Last week, we hit over 2,000 enplanements a day for several days in a row, which is the first time we've done that since pre-pandemic days. And this coming week, we have several more days where we'll be hitting over 2,000. So we're still significantly below the 5,000 per day number that we had pre-pandemic, but we're improving.
Among improvements, Calderon points to a redesigned food court, terminal upgrades, air filtration, and a variety of safety protocols.
We were one of the first airports in the country to make sure that mask wearing is mandatory. We continue to emphasize that here at our airport, and social distancing, hand washing. We have smartphone and smart device sanitization stations placed throughout the airport. So doing those kinds of things, I think, will give passengers continued confidence to travel.
Calderon says the airport now boasts a 1,000-vehicle smart garage.
Smart technologies within the garage will tell you what floor to go on, the capacity of the number of cars that can park on a particular floor, how many slots and what slots are open. It also has the capability to track your plate number and remind you through your smart device where your car was parked if you should forget where you parked your car. So there are new smart technologies starting right from the new parking garage. And you'll enter a terminal that has had a facelift. There are new bathrooms, and that's important in this environment because these are facilities that are practically touchless, and so that's important that we were ahead of the curve there in terms of designing facilities that meet the moment. And you'll see, new Times Square area with new flooring, new concessions, and a whole new look to the airport.
Other changes being rolled out include space for new airlines, an expanded TSA security checkpoint, additional terminal gates, new cargo facilities, and a COVID-19 test kit kiosk accessible to travelers and non-travelers alike.
Folks can purchase the kit, take the test home with them, or self-administer it here at the airport, and it involves simply swabbing the inside of your mouth, putting it inside a vial that's provided, and mailing it back through UPS, using UPS to Quadrant Biosciences in SUNY Upstate, and results are generally within a 24 to 48-hour period from the time they receive it. And, again, it's rated by the CDC and the FDA as the number one base test in terms of efficacy in the world. So we're very proud that we're the first commercial use of that test.
Calderon adds the kiosk is located on the first floor, just around the corner from the airport information desk. The kit costs $65. Elsewhere, San Francisco-based Boutique Air said last week it will start a new direct flight from Burlington, Vermont to Boston, the first in more than a decade. The 45-minute flight will run daily. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.